June 28, 1929, Elliot Ness arrived in Washington. He had full access to Prohibition Bureau files stored in the Treasury building. A simple assignment, given all available data about every agent in the Bureau. Find six or seven out of these thousands who are reliable, courageous, dedicated, honest. Six or seven of the most honest men. At 8 o'clock on the night of July 5th, 1929, the men of the special squad met for the first time. Six honest men. Lamar Kane of the Richmond Bureau. Law school graduate. Married. Two children. Eric Hansen of the San Francisco Bureau. Former guard in San Quentin's death row. Martin Flaherty, former Boston police officer. Outstanding Bureau arrest record. New York's Jack Rossman, former telephone company lineman. Now a wiretap expert. William Youngfellow, full-blooded Cherokee. Second team, All-American, 1924. Largely responsible for breakup of Oklahoma City Blues Ring. Tom Kopka, Scranton Bureau, former Pennsylvania State Trooper. World War I hero. Six honest men.
Some of you may have to familiarize yourselves with Chicago.
And a seventh, Joe Fuselli. The first Capone still, wrecked by the Ness squad, was in Chicago Heights. Knocking over one wouldn't begin to shake the Capone empire, but Ness intended to use this as a wedge to pry open some seams in the organization.
Come on.
Are you sure you're feds?
Yeah, we're feds.
Everything wrecked, 100%.
The breweries were the heart of the Capone empire, the heart and the Achilles heel. Stills producing booze could be set up quickly and inexpensively. Breweries represented great investments of time and money and very great profits. So they were artfully concealed and further protected by huge payments of graft. In the 11 months before the night of July 28th, not one Capone brewery had been touched by any law enforcement agency in Chicago. From the first raid on a Capone brewery, both sides learned a lesson. Frank Nitti ordered the steel doors guarding other breweries to be reinforced. Elliot Ness confiscated from the mob a powerful 5-ton truck. To its radiator was welded a thick steel shield.
No, it doesn't. Will it hold? Only one way to find out is to give it a try. It's got to go through steel, you know. Well done, real good.
All we have to do is locate a brewery.
In the first week of July, Elliot Ness's special squad began its attempt to locate Capone distilleries and breweries. For days, members of the squad cruised through Chicago, following trucks hauling sugar or cereals. Days of running down leads, piecing together information. Observation from rented rooms finally paid off in the location of one of Capone's biggest breweries on the south side of Chicago.
Four times.
Frank Carter, gunman. I heard Capone was bringing him in.
Well, in the middle of Steve's Vibota, Capone's ace brewer. This is gonna hurt the mob.
Are you going to arrest me?
Sure thing.
I want to talk to my wife.
After we've taken you in.
What good is to arrest me? I'm only doing a job here, the only job I know.
Too bad the job's illegal.
All I know is to brew beer. What have I got to do with some stupid law that says people cannot drink beer?
I'm sorry I didn't...
Don't waste your breath on him.
The Dum-Dum, a soft-nosed bullet designed to tear a hole in the victim, the favorite weapon of the Capone gang. It wasn't often that the Capone mob gave anyone such a warning. Even less often was such a warning ignored. Following the threat against Elliot Ness, it was decided to make an attempt, no matter how dangerous, to anticipate future moves of the Capone mob. The only way to do this was to try to tap the telephone of Frank Nitti, running the gang during Capone's term in a Philadelphia jail. So, disguised as trash collectors, Rossman and Kopka inspected the alley behind Nitti's office.
Tapping Nitti's phone is going to be the toughest job I ever had. The terminal box is on a pole in the alley. The hoods are up and down the alley all the time, so I got to work fast.
Trouble is, that kind of terminal box has about 150 connections.
So you got to have someone talking on the phone whose voice you recognize. Otherwise, you don't know which terminals to bridge.
Would you recognize Nitti's voice?
I'm not sure. It'll have to be someone you know real well. Someone will have to get into Nitti's office and use his phone.
That's all?
That isn't all. You'll have to use it at an exact specified time at night, because I can't sit up on that pole for more than a couple of minutes. If they spot me up there, I'm a goner.
Maybe we can get an entrance card for the MoMart.
Yeah, but Nitti's office is above the club.
And he hasn't invited us to use his phone.
The main problem is getting to the office.
Well, the first step is to get inside the club. Nitti knows me, Fuseli, Kane. So?
I don't mind playing in Capone's backyard.